on Facebook, facebook.com/ Good Day Show.
I'm following Jennifer.
Are you really?
I'm following
Shocker.
Rich
McFadden following Jennifer. Jennifer's following Rich. Who's following me? Who's following
I'm picking on Jennifer on Facebook right now.
Nice going, Richie. Can't you pick on someone your own size? Leave her alone,
it's
please.
Fun.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You've noticed this week Roberta Fasanelli is not here. We have not had any new Queen of Cheap items normally on Friday.
And that's the good news you wanted to talk about?
No, I have.
I'm going to tell her what you said.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anybody hear from her? She must be okay.
She was eating at Cracker Barrel yesterday. On Facebook, she posted a picture of a steak salad.
She did?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the good news today. The President of the United States wants federal agencies to save money. Therefore, he's asked the agencies of the federal government to take a substantial bite out of the towering pile of IOUs that you and I have. Use guys.
Use guys.
Use guys.
Use guys have lots of...
I politicians to bite something.
Well, they're asked to submit spending plans for the upcoming budget year and cut them 5% below this year's level. Wow.
You know, I have a weird oddball theory.
What's that?
Eliminate budgets. Budgets are stupid. Budgets don't work. Here's your only budget. Spend less than you bring in.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
That's not how they do it.
No.
They spend less than they said they were going to spend.
Yeah.
To them, that's cutting the budget.
No.
Yeah. Okay. We spend $100.
No, they're cutting
the
budgets. We're not going to spend as much as we said we were going to 10 years from now.
Well, no, no, no.
That's the whole.
Okay, we said we were going to spend $100 this year. All right? Mm-hmm. And now we're only going to, and we were going to spend.
$99.
Yeah, no, this year we said we were going to spend $100, and it's supposed to go up next year to $110. Yeah. But now we're only going to spend $108, so we're saving you money.
That's it. That's the scam.
That is the scam. We've cut the budget.
The whole scam.
They haven't cut the budget. They've always it's always worked this way when Democrats and Republicans go back and forth about they're cutting the lunch programs for they're cutting the rate of growth. Now they're using it to fool us about them actually cutting the budget. They're not cutting the budget.
No. All right. So the president says cut 5%, some 10%.
It's a scam, people. They're all lying to you. Every one of them.
There's an optimistic look at what's going on.
Those bunkers.
All right, let's get to some other good news.
The more you know.
I was talking earlier about this story that's headlined at DougSteffen.com. Today at DougSteffen.com, we have the story of these group of scientists who've created a synthetic human skin that is bulletproof.
Hmm.
The goal is to replace a protein in human skin with what they have developed to eventually create bulletproof humans.
Awesome.
Okay, would you accept that? Would you become bulletproof?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yes.
That would freak me out. I would feel like a robot.
But you know what? The military-industrial complex being what it is, in addition to working on this kind of skin, there's somebody working on a stronger bullet that will go through this kind of skin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not for this at all. Although it's cool and it sounds like a great movie, totally not for
it. I'd do it.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you look at the picture at DougSteffen.com today, you probably wouldn't do it if you looked like that.
Oh, the skin doesn't...
Go to the tanning salon. You can get bulletproof skin by going to the tanning salon.
So what they've done, researchers have genetically engineered some goats to produce milk, which is packed with a protein that silk spiders have. Once they are milked, they can be spun and weaved into a material that's 10 times stronger than steel.
What?
The fabric can then be blended with human skin to make what they say is
so cool. Milk a poor little goat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Produce milk which is packed with the same protein as silk spiders.
How do you spin the milk?
You solidify.
Like cotton candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the skin is. Yeah, I see it.
It looks
all shiny, yeah.
Ugly.
Ooh.
Ugly.
It might be pretty.
Yeah. All right, but the good news is that you could have tough skin, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Jennifer's right.
Yeah.
There's a tanning salon right next door at Taekwondo.
So this may or may not be good news.
And you should see some of
I've dipped into the tanning salon pool, but I don't tan very well because I'm a whitey.
Yeah.
But you see some ladies that come out of there, and they look like they have a leather coat on.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Take that off. You're scary.
Ugly.
The bikini goes on the inside of your jacket, ma'am.
All right, next good item. There has been no, the announcement from the Japanese government, no looting in Japan.
Nice.
No. As a matter of fact, since March, when the disaster struck, thousands of wallets have washed up on shore containing $48 million in cash.
Wow.
And they've all been turned in.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Safes have been turning up after the disaster. $30 million in cash in them. They've been turned in.
Wow.
Could you imagine the dork with the metal detector that you see on the beach? You know. I get a field day in Japan.
Yeah.
I have to return this to the rightful owner.
Let's see. 5,700 safes containing $30 million in cash have turned up. Let's see here. The integrity of the culture is what's responsible. The Japanese have great integrity.
I believe that.
And I do as well believe it. Yeah. They have worked tirelessly to track down owners and return valuables. Police have been searching for residents. Once they find their wallets and stuff, can identify them, they try to find these people. One of the hardest things to imagine is not having a home, not having a place to go. I don't think you can even begin to imagine how difficult all of that stuff is. It really is. It's amazing. Could you put yourself in that position? I sure as I couldn't. Well, the good news is, though, that they have. I gotta wonder if that's the way it has been in Japanese culture. How did we get started in World War II? How'd that all happen?
Just a few bad apples, man. That's running right. It from the top.
All right. Here's another good item, Richie.
Yeah.
A man in New Jersey. It sounds like the beginning of a bad poem.
Sure does. Yeah.
There once was a man in New Jersey who said he had nothing but Swersey. And so this guy's discovered an energy solution.
Ooh.
That has kept him off the grid for the last 5 years. In fact, he's made $25,000 extra a year for the energy he's selling back to the company, the electric company. Off the grid, completely off the grid. His name is Mike Strizki. I think it's Strizki. Is that right, Strizki?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Says he figured out how to store solar energy in a way that could provide the world with an infinite source of year-round emissions-free power. Also says nobody is listening to him. Huh. I wonder why. Mm. Wouldn't want to put those big power companies out of business,
yeah,
would you, Fred?
Sure wouldn't want to do that.
Uh-uh. Anyway, he lives in western New Jersey. He's a civil engineer. He has become an evangelist for these fuel cells that he has 150 solar panels in his backyard, 11 hydrogen tanks, and for the past 8 or 9 months, he's been storing this stuff. He sells some of it to the local electric combine, but he can save it. This is sort of like the idea earlier this year of redoing when you repave the roads, you use the solar chips that are being made, put them in the road and take all of the electric, all the energy out of the sun through the roads and get all your power that way. That's a genius idea, by the way, isn't it? But it will put all of these no-good bums who are using oil and coal and nuclear power out of business. Why would you just gather a different way? That's all. If any of them had any brains and they were forward-looking, they'd say, hey, these are great ideas. Let's get them. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with something like this guy. He's going to make a kajillion dollars on it because people, it's like dealing with the police. People so dislike the phone company, the power company, because they become so autocratic, so arrogant, so one way that everybody's looking for a way to screw them 85 ways from Sunday. Right? I mean, how many people spend, I spend hours every week thinking about how I'm going to get the power company. You think, well, I don't really. But you might.
I told you.
You spend hours doing that.
If you go to dinner at Roger Hedgecock, who is our evening host here at the Radio America Network.
Radio America.
He is proud to take you up on his roof and show you his solar panels and show you his meter running backwards.
Going backwards. Yeah.
he's like, that. He gets the biggest kick out of that.
Wow, that's great
just
stuff.
Just put it to the man.
Yeah. Me too. Brendan, I've taught my son well. He's the same way. Stick it to the man. Go get them.
I got to figure out how to get my own water, man. My water bill came last night. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, that's it, see? I'm going to have one of those tankless water heaters put in. We found
one.
Oh, those are cool. Those
yeah, I want to do that, too.
Saving money. Good thing. Okay, let's see here.
We have to divert the creek that runs past my backyard.
There you go. Here's some good news. Regular exercise keeps your leg arteries clear. Regular exercise keeps leg arteries clear. That would seem to make sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Keep all your arteries clear.
My buddy who does the long-distance swimming, the reason he does the long-distance swimming is because he's got artery issues in his legs.
Really?
And he has to wear one of those stockings to kind of keep the flow going, his blood moving through his legs.
Yep.
So he does that.
Good for him.
Yep.
On Twitter, the Good Day Show is promoting a $10 million prize-winning light bulb. If you're following us on Twitter, you've seen that's ready for sale. Tom Kreidler passing that along. So there's all kinds of stuff here today. All kinds of great information. Speaking of info, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Men, are you full of, you know what they say, P and V? You know what that is, right, Richie?
Yep.
You're full of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy. Your wife loves you. She can't keep her hand off you.
That's right.
All right. So Richie's not a candidate for this. But if you are in the opposite condition, you're having a tough time being the guy because you're lazy, you fall asleep on the couch, you have no energy, you're an irritant, irritable. This is not about IBS, Jennifer. This is about just being irritable. You need Ageless Mail. Time now for you to call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Mail. This is the natural supplement that raises your testosterone level by a whopping 61%. And it maintains healthy, normal levels so that you will have healthy, normal relationships and have energy, a great outlook. Yep, healthy sex drive is part of it. Right now you can try Ageless Male risk-free, nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call 800-864-4031. Do not wait another minute, another hour, another day. Call 800-864-4031. If things are different, this is the fix. Naturally. Up your testosterone. 800-864-4031.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Thought for the day today. You ready?
I'm ready.
The greatest waste in the world is the difference between what we are and what we could become. Thought.
Deep.
What we are
Thank
and
you.
What we could become.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Got it.
All right. Now, we have that, we posted our video of the day today, which is a love song for our age. This would be the social media age. From American Idol, Elliot Yarman. Is that how you pronounce his name, Yarman?
Yamin.
Yamin. Is it Yamin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
He has reworked a classic Stevie Wonder song and retitled it, I've Just Texted to Say I Love You.
Hmm.
And he gets some help in this video, which you can see is our video of the day at DougStephan.com from one of the stars of Modern Family. Here is the audio from the video of the day. It's actually kind of cool.
Without your face.
Listen to the words, though.
Your warm embrace. It's felt as lonely as a profile on my face. Thank God for Skype and our cell phones. So we can talk whether we're together or alone.
The couple.
I just texted to say I love you. I just tagged us both on our Facebooks. I just tweeted hashtag I love you. Retweet it, then like and share with all your friends. Let's get offline and grab some food. I'll yelp the nearest place that has the best reviews. This place sounds good.
Pretty much gets it, nails where we are, though, doesn't it? Huh?
Yeah, sure does.
And this Groupon gets us an advertiser for free. I'll check us in, grab us some chairs. Oh, look, my friend's already made your own Foursquare.
Now, Elliot, I mean, checking his texts. That's why he's not singing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Man, these nachos look so good, I gotta say.
All right, so the poll today at DougStephan.com to go with today's video of the day. You've just heard the audio from it. Which social media outlet do you use the most? Which do you frequent the most? A, Facebook. B, Twitter. C, LinkedIn. D, Google Plus. E, Thumbbeer. I don't even know what that
Tumblr.
Is. Tumblr. It's Tumblr? Oh, Tumblr. Okay. Yeah, Tumblr. What is it?
It's I didn't know it either. I'm just laughing because I didn't know either.
T-U-M-B. Oh, I see. There's an L there. I get it. Yeah. Any other? I don't use any of these. Those are the options. Help yourself. We want to know. We're following all this stuff. You can go to DougStephan.com and follow us there. Follow the news, the stories that we're talking about, the Twitter account that we have. Just it's all piled in there together. It's kind of a cool thing. Our poll yesterday, Robert Redford being 76 and all, we asked which movies were your favorite. 28% said Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
22% said The Sting. Let's see. 12% said Out of Africa. 7% said The Natural. 6% The Way We Were. 15% said you hadn't seen any of those movies. Well, I would, if you got somebody to cuddle up with, get one of them and spend a couple of hours because they're all good. All of them are really, really, really good. All right, we have our 2020 News Quiz question. Here is the question. Identify Pat McKenna. Why is Pat McKenna in our sights? Why is Pat McKenna in the news? Who is Pat McKenna?
My neighbor.
Yeah, no, not your neighbor.
Oh.
800-510-TALK on Good Day, 28 after.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, IBM announced that it's working on a new computer chip designed after the human brain. The processors will have the ability to decide which information is the most important and filter it accordingly. The virtual brains essentially replicate how our synapses work and could lead to cognitively aware machines. In other news, Hewlett-Packard announced that it's looking to buy the enterprise software company Autonomy and stray from the personal computer business. The company will eventually discontinue its WebOS products, including the unsuccessful touchpad tablet. HP's CEO is pushing the company towards software and cloud-based initiatives. And finally, AT&T is saying goodbye to its $10 a month texting plan. Current customers will be grandfathered in, but new customers will require a paper text or $20 unlimited messaging plan. At 20 cents a text, unlimited is absolutely the way to go. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Head to a better state, State Farm.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Love to continue with the conversation. How about you? Would you love to be with us? Love, 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 love. Rich McFadden is somebody you could be in love with. A lady's love. Richie.
Ladies love Richie. So if LL Cool J says
ladies love.
Ladies love Cool James. Let me see. So what would I be?
Ladies love
LL
Cool R. LL Cool R.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, I know you do. 33.
I don't even have to change mine. I could just be a, well, I don't want to be ladies love.
No.
Oh,
how about B L?
Although I would like ladies to love me, but not like that.
B L. We'd like it like that.
Yeah.
B L. Did I just say that? B L.
M-L.
No.
B-L. Yeah, men love.
I know. Boys love. Boys love.
B L.
J
H.
Why is this so hard for you?
B L G H.
Boys love cool J. So it'd be B L C J.
B L C J.
All right.
That's your name.
Dreaming. How are you doing today in the dream department? Have any of your dreams recently come true? How many people have had dreams come true? Raise your hands, please. There are lots of people. You got to put sort of, I was talking about this yesterday with someone, how you manifest your dreams or not, thinking through some of these things. Sometimes you can have real conscious thoughts that bleed into the subconscious and bring you around to some framework of expectation. Do you have, remember that song, High Hopes? We've got high hopes.
I sing it all the time in the shower.
Yeah. High apple pie in the sky.
Sky hopes.
So my point here, Jennifer, is to aim high.
Okay.
All right. Is that a good idea?
I'll aim
you
high.
Have dreams. Dreams would be lofty anyway because they're in your head, right? Does that work for you? If you imagine dreams are lofty, they're high because they're in your head.
If
they're not
if
certainly
you aim
in
too
your
low,
butt.
Jennifer, Doug might be singing it like high hopes.
I've got high
hopes.
If you can dream it, you can do it. All right. So, with that in mind, have you figured out who Pat McKenna is yet? Pat McKenna is in the news. I'll give you a hint. You want a hint or not? Should I give people a hint? Yes or no?
Sure. Give me a hint.
All right. He was involved in the trials of two of the most scurrilous Americans, perhaps, in this past century. All right. 800-510-8255. He is in the news today. Why? Pat McKenna. What's the story with him? 800-510-8255. The video of the day today, we were playing in the last half hour, if you didn't hear it, it's very cool, from American Idol, Elliot Yamin. Is that what we decided his name?
Yes.
Okay. So he's got this Stevie Wonder song that he's changed around called I Just Texted to Say I Love You.
It's hysterical.
And so on the other side, because I believe in presenting both sides of the issue, Richie.
Yeah.
There is a problem in Vermont this week where several dozen teenagers got themselves involved in a sexting ring in which they used school-issued computers to access indecent photos of their classmates. And because the school is monitoring what they are doing with the computers, these boys, who admitted to viewing about 40 images, who, they're being boys, come on! You don't think these kids, 15 years old, are looking around for a Playboy someplace, or that when my age, at 15, you're looking around for a Playboy?
They're going crazy.
So this is the same thing, except they are going crazy because there's way too much access to this sort of thing. And come on, guys, you have no common sense. Why would you use the computer, unless you're complete dummies, and they must be? You don't use the computer the school gave you. What is the matter with you?
They're 15.
The girls are 17, apparently. There are 17 girls, and they're teenagers, 14, 15, 16 years old. So that would qualify as child porn, right? If you really get down to brass tacks of it all. School officials became aware of this case when a student who felt victimized came forward. Victimized. Now, let's see here for a second. You post naked photos of yourself on your cell phone, and then you get them posted on a website, and you're a victim?
No.
I don't think so. That's just dumb. Yeah. It is. So you got to have, there's got to be some consequence to the act here, right?
There's so many more things. Okay, you know what we really have to remember, though? Right. Think back.
Yeah.
Way back for some of you.
Way back.
To when you were a young teenage boy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you had all those hormones running wild. Now, honestly, in your head, young Rich, 14 years old. Young Doug, 14 years old.
What are you talking about? 14 years old? At my age, they still got all the hormones running wild.
I know. Pretend this. If you're 14... and your hormones are running all over the place, and you have a camera phone.
Yeah.
Do you take naughty pictures of yourself?
How do you not?
See?
I'm 14 years old.
So, this is the silly part about this.
So we can't just be all, they shouldn't take pictures, those kids. You probably, Doug.
That principal of the school needs to remember back a few years. Yes, Doug.
Don't change the subject.
I'm not, I'm about to.
You're not 14, you're a man of substance.
I am, and I still have... I have hormones raging through my body every
day. How many dirty pictures do you have?
Dirty pictures of whom?
Of you and others.
I don't have any of me with others. I have some of others.
You have some of others. Do you have any of yourself?
No. No, I'm not.
Lying your corduroy thong.
No, nothing.
Just wearing a turtleneck and that's all.
I could stand here in front of the camera now. We stream the video of this program from my studio. I could just stand up and you could have something.
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, exactly. Okay, so now let's
Whoa, not so fast, buddy. Yeah, you're missing the opportunity.
What opportunity?
Jennifer.
Huh?
What?
What do you mean, huh?
What?
What are you talking about?
Jennifer.
What?
If I were to find
your cell phone,
to find your cell phone laying on the side of the street, would I see anything fun inside of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Note to self, next time I'm at CRN.
All right. See if we can get Jennifer.
Lift my cell phone.
All right. And she's a mature woman.
That's right.
Young, mature
of substance,
woman.
As we like to say.
Yeah.
So it's all normal, natural, but it's crazy that the kids, put a rule, give them a computer and put on them, don't use the computer for this. So then you've,
well, that's going to help.
That'll totally help. Kind of like the label on the cigarette package.
For this,
don't smoke this or you're going to have a hole in your neck. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, so can we go, Jennifer's got to do the television report in a minute, but before we do that, let's go back to when children were children.
Okay.
Items of interest on the first day of school. The first day of Sunday school, this is an exercise that was given to youngsters on the first day of Sunday school. This is innocence. really, we're going away from what teenagers are like back to when you were 6, 7 years old, right? So the Sunday school teacher asks these children to write a letter to God, all right? And these are...
Dear God.
Yep. Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just let all the ones who are here stay here now?
Because then you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, will you stop it? You know, you're not God. You don't have to answer these letters.
It's a simple answer.
The world through a child's eyes. Dear God, I went to this wedding and they kissed right in church. Is that okay?
Ew.
Ask Opie and Anthony.
Dear God, I think the stapler is one of your greatest inventions.
I agree.
Dear
that
God,
is true.
In biblical times, did they really talk that fancy? Dear God, I think about you sometimes, even when I'm not praying.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice.
Dear God, I am American. What are you? Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Dear God, I bet it is very hard for you to love all of the everybodies in the whole world. There are only 4 people in our family, and I can never do it. There you go. Practical. Mm-hmm. Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good in there now.
Yeah.
Wrong kid. My birthday's in there. Oh, please. Start celebrating.
Dear God, if you watch in church on Sunday, I will show you my new shoes.
Oh, that's cute.
Cool.
Dear God,
jump higher.
If we come back as something else, please don't let me be Jennifer Horton because I hate her.
Hey.
Or Jennifer Horn. Right.
Dear God, I would like to live 900 years old like that guy in the Bible. Dear God, if you give me a genie lamp like Aladdin had, I'll give you anything you want except my money or my chess set.
Or my lamp.
Dear God, we read Thomas Edison made light, but in Sunday school they said you did it, so I bet he stole your idea, right? These are children's letters to God on the first day of Sunday school. Dear God, if you let the dinosaur go extinct... Or if you had not let the dinosaur get extinct, we would not have a country. You did the right thing. Dear God, please send Dennis Clark to a different camp next year.
Not Dennis Clark.
Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. Works with my brother and me. There we go. Some of the things that children... wrote on the beginning of Sunday school last year. All right, very cute, very good. 16 before the hour. Jennifer, back in a moment. And do we have an answer to who Pat McKenna is? We're going to do that. We'll do that right after we have a couple of words here, Richie. Then, Jennifer,
sure.
We'll do our television report that's coming right up on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice lamb and rice dog food in 30 to 35 pound bags. Natural Choice provides premium nutrition and is guaranteed to improve your dog's skin and coat or your money back. Hurry in for these great deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Boy, we got enough prostate commercials on here.
Right. So we got your prostate covered.
Hi. Speaking of the Bible, there's a story at DougSteffen.com this week about a man from Kentucky who's going to great lengths to recreate Noah's Ark. He wants to probe in the Ark to see if the stories in the Bible are true. So he's going to set out. He's building the Ark. He's going to go out and float around. And he figures somehow or other... he's going to... Actually, I
That's
guess he's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, sure is. Stupid.
Well,
what a loser.
Oh, nice. His name is Mike Zovath, by the way.
Build a home for somebody who needs it. Don't build an ark to go be stupid.
It's amazing.
What does he have to do with TV?
Well, he wants to build a religious theme park. They're going to do a television show around it. But
that would be fun.
Yeah, that.
All right. I'm supportive of
Hopefully
that.
We're going to figure out who Pat McKenney is in the next few minutes. In the meantime, you have another moment to call us at 800-510-8255 while Jennifer updates us on some of the important stories in the world of TNV.
TNV. All right. If you're a fan of Psych, this fall the new season starts, and they have some really cool guest stars lined up. Danny Glover, Christy Swanson, Corey Feldman, my buddy Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, The Miz from Wrestling, Jason Priestley, Wade Boggs, and Molly Ringwald. Really cool new season starting up. Also, a poll is out talking about who is the most trusted and least trusted celebrity. We mentioned earlier in the show that Betty White did come in at number one. She is the most trusted celebrity. She aced out Denzel Washington, Sandra Bullock, Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, Kate Middleton, Will Smith, and Johnny Depp. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you guys know who the least trusted celebrity is?
Who?
Paris Hilton,
yeah.
Charlie Sheen,
yeah,
Britney Spears, Kanye West, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, Kim Kardashian, Mel Gibson, Donald Trump, and LeBron James.
Kim Kardashian.
I know, that's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Today Show news, it's been on hiatus for 3 years, but the Today Show is bringing back the Where in the World is Matt Lauer segment.
Oh, thank
they
God.
Had put it, I know. They put it on hold because the economy was tough, but maybe this is a chance for the economy to get better because Matt Lauer's traveling.
He'll be doing also, there's a lot of speculation that they're trying to get Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, that was my next
Today
story.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Well,
I can't imagine him doing a good job.
Either.
How is he going to...
He's not. He has no depth.
How's he going to interview Joe Biden?
It may not be him. They're saying that they're talking to him because the rumor is that Matt Lauer really is going to leave the show when his contract is up. So
why would you do that?
I think we should apply.
I do.
Ooh! And Ashton Kutcher, he's on 2.5 Men
Very
now,
cool.
But still, he has this production company that's done Punk'd, Beauty and the Geek. He's doing a new reality show for True TV, and it's all set in the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, perfect.
Good old
DMV. All right, so Pat McKenna is the investigator for the Casey Anthony and O.J. Simpson trial.
That's
he
right.
He was the guy that did the investigating for the lawyers on their side. Pat McKenna on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time to focus on getting away. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with a startling revelation about the fuel surcharges. This week, Tom's been blogging about a number of things, including how the airlines are protesting some of the passengers' Bill of Rights. They just are so clueless. It is amazing. What a great example of private business acting like the government. It's really amazing. No wonder they're all bankrupt.
Well, they don't want you to know the truth in advertising.
No, of course not. All right. So anyway, one of the problems is that this fuel surcharge, which applies really to only overseas flights, doesn't apply to domestic flights.
No, we used to have one back in 2007, but they rolled it over probably I think it ended around 2008, but that was one of the few times we had a fuel surcharge. But today, when we look at 2000, if we go back to September 13, 2007, oil just took off like a rocket. We hit our first time ever, hit $80. The airlines wanted to compensate some of their fuel expenses.
This was 2000. This was the beginning of the 2008 decline, with the price of oil being pushed up by the speculators. That's what caused or started, at least, the depression of 2008.
Yeah, well, this actually started in September 2007. That's when the airlines started charging $130 to London, $150 to compensate the difference they would have to pay in fuel.
Yeah.
Today, fuel is selling for about $81, $82 a barrel, and yet we're paying $420 to compensate the airlines.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go.
Well, let's look at the other facts, too. So we priced the 777-200ER. Which is, we get these
standard
numbers from Boeing.
Yeah, it's a standard overseas, West Coast, East Coast plane over the water.
Holds about 300 people when you add first business or whatever you got in the plane. Okay, and it burns 29,000 gallons round trip, which is about $97 per person. But again, the spot fuel this week was running about $2.90 in New York. So it would cost the airlines about $84,000 to fill up the plane round trip, and go overseas. Then we said, what happens if you had 100% load factor on that airplane? How much are they actually collecting in that to compensate those additional fuel surcharges? They're getting $124,000, and even if they're 90% full, they get $113,000. So that means every time we get on those airplanes, they're making anywhere between $30,000 to $40,000 in profit just in the fuel surcharges, and then you still have to buy an airplane ticket.
All right. So then, how do you get around that?
I don't know. I call it price fixing, and I think it has a lot to do with these code share alliances. Remember when Delta has KLM and Air France and all those boys in their picture?
Right.
I mean, one guy's calling the shots now, and then you got American and British Airways, you got United, Continental, and Air Canada. And Lufthansa, and when we used to have all these other folks doing it. So it's hard to get that fuel surcharge back down. I mean, we did see it roll back in 2008 around December when fuel dropped to $35, but it's going to be a tough
thing. So then what will they do when the season gets off, starting Thanksgiving, from Thanksgiving to Easter, when sometimes you can buy a ticket to London for a couple of $100 on the East Coast? People aren't going to pay $400 for a fuel surcharge. They're going to do it.
This fuel surcharge has been around. I just think right now the only way we're going to see lower airfares to Europe. Well, like out of Boston the other day, we did see four different airlines selling it for $76 round trip. But when you added all the fuel surcharges and the international landing fees to London, it was 500 and something in fees and fuel surcharges and $76 airfare.
Yeah, so it's a big scam.
I mean, so I just think it's we just wanted to bring it to other folks. It was sort of reminded me of that movie Network. I'm mad as hell, and I don't want to take it no more. But, you know, what do? If you want to go to Europe, you're going to have to pay that right now. And then we looked at the fuel surcharges. Some countries won't let you do it. To go from New York on Cathay Pacific or Continental nonstop to Hong Kong, which I think is the longest distance we can fly, which is 8,000 each way, and 16,000, which is more than double what it is to Paris, it's only $270 because some international governments won't let these airlines play these fuel surcharge games.
You saw the picture of the Cathay Pacific flight attendant with the pilot?
No.
You haven't seen that picture?
No, but I know they did put a video on this week about women's something. You might want to read up on that one.
No, that's the picture. There are pictures and video.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, right.
I have to get that one.
Yeah, right.
Apparently
right.
They're having a party in the, front of the plane.
Right. They say it's a very popular video on the airplane.
Yeah, right. It's a long flight.
Yeah.
So you might want to, it's just a...
also, before you leave,
hurry up.
Promotion coupons up this week. Go look at them.
Promotion coupons for Doug Stephan listeners at bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here on Good Day.